Gregory Keene turns the next page on The Dossier on Demetrius.
In the last stages of our hunt for Demetrius, matters boiled down to a hunt for the Gestapo loot. Max Rubenstein had contrived to double-cross Demetrius, even though they'd killed him. A cabin trunk hidden at the sanatorium had turned out to be full of old newspapers. So what had been done with that £1 million? Someone had it. Someone who'd been close to Max Rubenstein. Someone he could trust. So I did the obvious thing. Cutts and I spent a day at the Rubenstein galleries, going over every scrap of paper in the place, on the off chance that we'd find some sort of indication to Rubenstein's closest associates. It was about 2 in the morning when we finally gave up, and we'd drawn a complete blank. But Demetrius hadn't. At that very moment, he and Jotty Blum were in a block of flats in Birdcage Walk, with a very frightened Frenchwoman on their hands. We didn't know she existed.
Yachty, come in. So, Max Rubenstein described me to you, did he, Miss Dupont?
Yes, you are Demetrius.
Then, since you know me, we'll drop the pretense. Perhaps you also know what I want from you.
I don't know anything about why you are here.
Just before his death, Max Rubenstein was preparing to leave this country. Do you want me to believe he was leaving you behind?
I do not know anything.
Take a good look at my friend here. We want that cabin trunk Max Rubenstein committed to your care, and we don't care what we have to do to get it. Do you understand that?
But you have to believe me. Max told me nothing.
I happen to know from him that he told you a great deal. You know what was in that trunk? £1 million in cash and gems. You know that Max Rubenstein was a traitor. You probably worked with him in France during the war. You know he was Reuben Janus, the Gestapo informer. That's how he came to have the loot in the first place. When he substituted the trunk of the loot for the other, he had very little time. So if you value your life, you'll tell us where it is.
But you have to believe me. I don't know anything about it.
Would you really like to get better acquainted with Yachty here?
No. It does not matter what you do to me. If I don't know anything, how can I tell you? I knew Max was going away after sharing the loot with you. I knew he was Reuben Janus.
The loot's no good to you, you know. You can't betray us. You'd have to account for our interest in you. And if the police started making an interest in you, how would you account for your possession of £1 million of Gestapo booty?
But I do not possess 1 million pence worth of Gestapo booty.
Rubenstein would have trusted it to no one else. He wasn't a trusting fellow. That's why I'm certain you and he were together in France. Would an inquiry about you at the French embassy be a good idea, Miss Dupont? 30 years old, dark, extremely attractive, green eyes, small mole on the side of your mouth, and inseparable from Reuben Janus, the collaborator. Would the French embassy be interested, do you think?
Why? Why would you do that to me?
I'm merely stressing how impossible it is for you to go to the police about us. Now, we've wasted enough time. I'm certain that if the loot's not in your possession, you know where it is. Do you remember reading about a man named Godovsky a few weeks ago? And a pawnbroker called Quinn? And a nightclub owner called Mazzotti? They lost their lives because of that loot, Miss Dupont. And so did Max Rubenstein. Do you wish to join them?
No.
You'd much better be sensible.
Oh, how can I? You will kill me for nothing.
I see. You elect to be obstinate. Very well. You take matters out of our hands. Yachty, tie her to a chair and gag her.
No. Keep away from me. No, you...
Now, first we search your apartment. I don't expect to find the trunk here, but we'll look nevertheless. I can think of several safe places you might have chosen for it. I'm hoping we'll find some indications. If we don't, Miss Dupont, you'll have to be persuaded. Yachty can be so very persuasive. So while we're searching, make up your mind what you're going to tell us. And how soon.
What do you make the time, Katz?
Good after 2, sir. I don't know what my Aunt Minnie's going to say. Kept waiting up like this hour after hour.
You know, it's funny the way we have to defer to your Aunt Minnie whenever you happen to think we're wasting our time.
Yes, Major Keene.
No jokes, Tom. What do you really think?
Oh, it's a terrible long shot we're trying to bet on, sir. is this Max Rubenstein, alias Reuben Janis the traitor, willing to murder and cheat and betray his own countrymen to the Jerris for what he can get out of it. He manages to trick Demetrius, a bloke what doesn't trick too easily, and whips the loot out from under his blinking nose. Now, what would a chap like that do trusting anyone? Anyone! With £1,000,000 worth of falloose.
Uh-huh.
But Rubenstein did something with the swag, and he did it on the double. Now, we've been here in this blooming Rubenstein gallery since this morning, just on the off chance we might hit on something that'd tell us if Max Rubenstein had a mate.
Yes, you make a good point there. Rubenstein would certainly trust no one. It's very likely that he simply couldn't understand even the concept of trust. Must have taken some very odd types cuts to hand their own people over to the SS, knowing just what would happen to them.
Yes, sir. So what in the world did Rubenstein do with that cabin trunk?
Well, you had a good look at him once or twice, Cuts. What did you think?
Well, he looked to me, Major, like a bloke who put his own blooming pleasure above everything else there was. I take his clothes. I couldn't have been better as far as I could see. He wasn't fat, but he was tubby. The ring on his finger. I could picture him after dinner in one of them toffee places in the West End, leaning back with a big, what do you call it, glass of brandy and a cigar, like Winston Churchill.
That's about it. Cuts, the chap wasn't married, you know. Now, would Rex Rubenstein have trusted a woman where he wouldn't trust a man?
He was a froggy. There might just be a woman in his background like her. One he might have trusted. Enough.
And so all we have to do, having conjured her up in our imaginations, is to find her.
Well, she won't be here in the Rubenstein galleries at 2:30 in the morning, sir. And I've been thinking. There's my poor old Aunt Minnie, a dear old ducker.
All right, you want to call it a day. Leave my coat over and we'll get some of these lights up. Yes? Yes, we're just leaving. Now, just a minute, make sure of that. Oh, the green peony, yes, we know it. As you say, not the place to take the loved ones to. All right, we'll make it nicely. Good show, Adams.
Adams?
Yes, Cuts. Adams on duty at the embankment.
Well, where do we go from here?
You heard. The green peony, Lovejoy Street, Soho.
Would it be Eustace Manningly, sir?
Yes, Cuts, it would be Eustace Manningly. With information for us, for cash, and all in secret. Now, let's get a move on. Even Eustace Manningly won't wait all night.
For a nice new crackly tenor, Eustace Manningly'd wait till Gabriel started blowing scales and arpeggios on a snake charmer's pipe, sir. And for 20.
Well, Yachty, anything?
Aye, nothing.
Well, it's quite evident there's no cabin trunk here in your flat, Miss Dupont. Yachty, take that gag out of her mouth. Stand by in case she decides to make a commotion. I'm rapidly losing patience with you, Fleur, whatever your name is. You look as though you spend a good deal of time and trouble on your appearance. Do you?
Oh, my mouth. It was too tight, that sticky foot.
Do you?
Yes.
One unnecessary sound from you, and neither time nor trouble will be a scrap of help to your appearance again. Now then, what did Max Rubenstein do with the treasure?
I don't know.
Speak up!
I don't know!
It's a pity. Max's taste was excellent. If he were here, I should congratulate him. Yachty, you really are being dreadfully stupid. You're about to lose your beauty. Perhaps even your life. And for what? Do you imagine you could ever spend a penny of that loot? Max Rubenstein had four confederates who, since his death, will already be converging on London to see what's become of their loot. And you, my dear, will be at the very focus of their attention. If you're alive.
What is he going to do with me?
Where's the loot? Yachty and Mimily's women. Gag her and begin, Yachty. We could babble here all night.
No. Don't put that.
Where is it? Where is it, you obstinate squaw? Where is it? Quickly. All right, you've only yourself to blame.
No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you where it is.
What a lot of trouble you could have saved us and yourself. Very well, Miss Dupont, let's get it over. Yachty and I don't want to outstay our welcome, do we, Yachty?
Yachty? Right home, Benedict. What is it this time? Why you have to drag cuts and me to places like this is...
Oh, they suit me. Well, Yachty Bloom's been seen in Soho.
That's not worth 20 quid.
No. But he was looking for a woman called Fleur Dupont. There's a Pole who calls himself Captain Maycheck. Not my type, not my type at all. But Yachty has a job for him.
How do you get hold of all this, man? And sometimes I think you don't tell us enough.
Why, I tell you everything, Major Keene. This man, Maycheck, was sent to get the Dupont woman's address. Do you know where he went? The Rubenstein Galleries. I don't know what he found out or who the woman is or what they want her for. I only know that Yachty Bloom's after her.
What do you think, Cutts?
I think he gets his 20 quid, sir.
So do I. Yachty Bloom's not the only one after Fleur Dupont, Manningley. We're after her, too. And if I'm not mistaken, we'd better hurry if we don't want to find a DOA.
DOA? What's that mean?
Dead. On arrival. If they'd found the woman's address, I thought, they'd have a head start. We only knew her name. We had to work from there. And knowing Demetrius, DOA seemed to be something we could well look forward to. I can tell you the next 12 hours were rather busy, but we found Fleur Dupont before they were up.